It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning. I want to wish you a happy Sunday. If you're still on your bed, if you are doing one or two things and you're listening to me, I want to assure you that you are in the right place right now. So I want to welcome you to another segment of the Open Heaven Hour. If this is your first time, this is a segment of our show where we get to learn and share the Word of God. And if you're a frequent on the show, you know how we do it. It is a time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell another person that it is time to listen to the Word of God. Let us tell everybody, let us share the news with our friends and family and get them also to be part of today's blessing. If you're excited to be alive this morning, I wanted you to take a second of your time to say, Father, we are grateful. We are grateful for the gift of life, for strength, for every beautiful thing the Lord has blessed us with this morning. That is why we want to ascribe all glory, honor, adoration to the King of Glory. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Seer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you to the 14th day in the month of July 2024, and I can assure you that you are not listening to me by mistake. This is a divine orchestration, and I want to congratulate you because we are set to receive from the Lord's table this morning. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says the law of association. The law of association, and our hymn for today is hymn 28. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. A Bible in 1 year. We'll be taking from the book of Isaiah chapter 1 to chapter 3. Isaiah chapter 1 to chapter 3. Our memory verse today is very short, so we can learn it together. Our memory verse is taken from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. It's very short, so we can learn it together. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. A Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, from verse 14 to 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, from verse 14 to verse 18. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 14, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part as a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement as the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. The Open Heaven Devotional Manual says, first, the topic, I repeat, is the law of association. That is what we'll be looking at this morning. The law of association is a very powerful law. The law of association is a very powerful law that every human being on earth must understand and apply correctly. This law is subtle in its operation, and many people don't realize when it is working on for them. It is working on them. They don't realize that the people they often speak to greatly influence the way they think and act. This law states that an individual becomes like the people he or she associates with. In other words, if a fellow associates with wise people, he or she will become wise. Likewise, if the fellow associates with foolish people, he or she will become foolish. It is clearly stated in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. He that walks with the wise shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed. The elders in Yoruba land usually say, when a leaf stays long with a soap, it will also become a soap. You must carefully choose the people you associate with. If your friend is not someone you admire and want to be like, you should unfriend that fellow immediately. Be friends with wise people that can challenge you, people who can discuss great ideas with you. Don't be friends with people who gossip and are only interested in entertainment when you are together. Another form of association is with the media. Some people spend a lot of time watching television and scrolling through social media. Whatever you read or watch has a great influence on who you become. If you read and watch inspiring things, they will inspire you to become great. Anyone who reads and watches immoral content will eventually become corrupt. As we see in our memory verse today, what kind of content do you constantly consume? Whose content are you consuming on social media? Whose music do you listen to? These things are pointers to who you are becoming. When you want to change something about yourself, change the people you associate with. If you want to get better with your academics, keep company with brilliant people and learn from those who have excelled academically, and you will see your grades get better. If you want to be more fervent in your Christian life, find friends who read their Bibles and pray regularly. Soon you would also be doing the same thing. Examine the kind of friends you keep and the kind of content you consume. Are they a reflection of who you want to become? If they are not, change them now. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven Devotional comes with a key point that says, who and what you associate with will greatly influence your life. Who and what you associate with will greatly influence your life. If today's open heaven has blessed you, you can also be a blessing to somebody today by sharing. How can you share? You can visit our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast and you will see all our past and present open heaven devotional. You can share it with somebody today and you might just be saving a life today. You can also listen to us live every morning, 7 a.m. Western African time. You can Zoom in at 7 a.m. and you can stream live on our website, www.praisepalaceradio.com, or you can download our mobile application on Play Store and iOS. Till you hear this voice again, I do hope you have a beautiful day. Till you hear my voice, remain blessed.